can extinguish your candles now, please. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Feast which the church celebrates today, the presentation of the Lord in the temple, unites two Mosaic laws which our Lord and our Lady perfectly fulfilled. One of them is regarding the purification of a Hebrew mother after she had given birth, as prescribed in the book of Leviticus in chapter 12. The other one concerns the ransom of the firstborn male child, as prescribed in another book of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapter 13. The original name of today's feast, which actually dates back to at least the 4th century, and which was begun in Jerusalem, the original name was Hippopante, or Ipapante, which is actually a Greek word, and it means encounter, referring to Jesus' encounter with Simeon in the temple. You know, in the Western part of the church, in the Latin part of the church, the name was a Latin name, Accursus Domini, which means the same thing as the Greek, encounter of the Lord. And it was then liturgically called the Feast of the Purification of Mary. And the most recent liturgical form has received the name of the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. So today, as we know, it being the 40th day after the birth of our Lord, which we celebrated on the 25th of December, the Mosaic law said that 40 days after a child was born, a male child, the mother, for her purification, had to offer in the temple a lamb or two doves or pigeons as a sacrificial offering to the Lord. But it's not only, or shall we say, not so much for Our Lady who needed to be purified in our Lord's presentation. That wasn't so much the case. If you notice in the first reading of the book of Malachi, hints at this, that it wasn't just Our Lord coming to the temple for the purification of Our Lady. It hints at this when it says this, quote, "The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple today, and he will purify the sons of Levi," is what the book of Malachi said, which refers to the priestly class of the Hebrew people. And the gospel also hints at this as well when it says, St. Luke told us, he said, when the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses. Now, if the purification was strictly speaking for the woman, St. Luke would have used the pronoun her, but instead he actually used the pronoun their purification. You know, in truth, Our Lady had no need of being purified. Why? Because she was undefiled, because our Lord was conceived in a miraculous way, and he actually was born in a miraculous way as well. And so some of the commentators, if you read some of the scripture commentators, they'll say, when that phrase, their purification, that means more the purification of the people of Israel and the purification of the temple itself. So properly speaking, Our Lady wasn't purified because she didn't need to be. She cooperated with our Lord, however, in this event to help purify the people of Israel in the temple by presenting him with the sacrificial offering to God in God's holy temple. That's the first aspect, the aspect of the purification. The second aspect is the aspect of ransom of the firstborn male child. That word ransom means the redemption of a prisoner or a slave who is kidnapped, a kidnapped person, a ransom of them, a redemption of them for a price, or it means the sum of the price paid or demanded for their release. The ransom of the firstborn child was in remembrance, for those of you who have a good memory of the Old Testament, it was in remembrance of the last plague which struck the Egyptians at the time of Moses, the plague of the death of the firstborn male child, when every firstborn male Egyptian child was slain by the sword of the angel of death, but every Hebrew child was actually spared, thanks to the spreading of the lamb's blood on the lintels of the dwelling homes where the Hebrews were. When the angel of death saw the blood of the lamb over those doorposts of the Hebrews, what did he do? He passed over their houses. That's where we get the word Passover from. He passed over them. He didn't execute the children there. So the firstborn Hebrew male in this act of the presentation in the temple was offered to God as God's exclusive property in remembrance of that escape from Egyptian slavery. The firstborn male was offered to God in the temple and then immediately restored to his parents. So the animal sacrifice offered for the mother's purification, in this case, as we mentioned, for the purification of the people of Israel in the temple itself, referring to our Lord's purification, and the presentation of the firstborn male child to be ransomed by God were historic, and they were symbolic gestures. And what were they doing? They were expressing basically God's salvific action towards his people with whom he had established his covenant relationship. Now, the candles which we actually lit during today's liturgy are in memory of what the prophet Simeon said of the child Jesus when he received him into his arms, which we also sang in Latin during the procession, when he called Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for God's people, Israel, as we heard in today's gospel in Luke chapter 2, verse 32. So in remembrance of today's celebration, let's thank God the Father for the gift of his Son presented in the temple of Jerusalem as a sign of our purification from sin and as a sign of God ransoming us from the powers of Satan by offering his Son, who was first offered here in the temple, as we said, by the hands of Our Lady, and lastly, firstly offered in the temple by Our Lady's hands, and lastly, under the cross of Calvary, where our Lord once again rested in Our Lady's arms, and she offered him once again to the Father on our behalf. So even in the presentation of Jesus in the temple, we can see that co-redemptive action of Mary, who assists Jesus in everything he does, assists him here in this feast today, and is promised, as you noticed, she's promised a special gift. She's promised a sword through the heart by the prophet Simeon. A sword through the heart because of our sins. That sword of sorrows became a treasure of immense joy for Our Lady, believe it or not, because by means of those sorrows, what happened? By means of those sorrows, she actually gave birth to us. She gave birth to us, her spiritual sons and daughters. So let's thank God not only for being our good and heavenly Father, but let's also thank our Heavenly Mother for the tremendous love with which she has loved us, loving us unto death, even unto the death of her firstborn son on Calvary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.